this is Matt, and I'll be narrating my book, Cracking the EMF Code, Illuminating the Invisible Electromagnetic Radiation Threat, by Matt Cozzi. Introduction. Welcome to this insider guide on EMFs. Here at Biome Living, I've been protecting people from the perils of EMFs for almost a decade. In this guide, I'll be sharing important insider information with you, all coming from nearly a decade of hands-on experience working with EMFs. If you're serious about getting protected from these invisible health hazards, then listen up. I'll be giving you the exact intel that I wish I knew about way back in 2015. At that time, I was suffering from debilitating EMF symptoms and also scammed into purchasing products that did absolutely nothing. Inside these pages, you'll discover 1, the 4 types of invisible EMFs putting your health at risk, 2, how to spot an EMF protection scam so you don't risk losing your hard-earned money and health on ineffective solutions, 3, the reality of the EMF threat so you can tackle it with genuine science-backed protection techniques and strategies. I'm also going to share with you a hack that will allow you to experience little to no EMFs. This is a great trick for those unsure if their symptoms are from EMFs. And finally, you'll be getting access to my EMF exposure test. This tool will analyze your life and give you a score based on your estimated EMF exposure. It's the only tool of its type developed by a qualified EMF technician and based on the principles of biobiology. Whilst there are naturally occurring EMFs, we're going to be specifically talking about the non-ionizing man-made variety. Most of these fields we've only been exposed to in the last 100 years or so. The last 25 years in particular, representing a grand experiment with exposures increasing higher than ever before. Non-native EMFs now pollute vast areas of the planet, exposing all life to these artificial environmental pollutants. Significant exposures are found not only outside, but more commonly inside your home. There are thousands of peer-reviewed studies showing the adverse health effects of non-native electromagnetic radiation, EMF. DNA damage, leukemia, brain cancer, infertility, and diabetes are just a few of the many detrimental effects being linked to EMFs. Despite this fact, most people are living in unhealthy homes that are saturated in extreme levels of electromagnetic radiation. To add fuel to the fire, virtually all homes are designed and built without a single thought on EMFs or how the home's design may affect the health of its occupants. What most people don't realize is Wi-Fi and wireless radiation is just the tip of the iceberg when it comes to the hazardous EMFs that are hitting and impacting your body daily. And for those who do become aware of the EMF threat, most are sucked into magic pill solutions that do nothing to genuinely remove them. More on these shortly. So now to introduce myself, I'm Matt Cozzi, a certified electromagnetic radiation testing technician based in Australia. I also host the Invisible EMF podcast. For almost a decade, I've assessed and protected hundreds of homes and businesses all over the world from non-native EMFs. From multi-million dollar mansions on the stunning Sydney Harbour to luxury villas in Saudi Arabia. Most importantly, I've helped people just like you regain their health and defend against the negative effects of EMFs. No matter where you are in the world, I can help you achieve optimal health by assisting in removing the hazardous EMFs lurking in your environment. I look forward to transform your home and life into a low EMF safe haven where health and well-being thrive. What are EMFs, or electromagnetic fields? EMF stands for electromagnetic field. We're dealing with fields of energy that move outwards from a particular source. These fields are made up of electrically charged particles such as photons that travel at near the speed of light. EMFs are invisible and silent beyond most people's awareness. Our non-native or man-made EMF exposures are increasing faster than ever before. This is not only due to the significant increase of wireless technologies, but also the increasingly artificial electrical environment that we surround ourselves in. There are both naturally occurring EMFs and those that are man-made or non-native. Both have very different characteristics to one another. Naturally occurring non-ionizing radiation is often at low levels and has a gentler energy that our biology has evolved with for centuries. Non-native EMFs, on the other hand, are an artificial environmental pollutant. They often have a highly erratic and pulsed nature that negatively impacts our health. They can also cause induced voltage and currents within the body. We'll discuss the health effects shortly. What is Bao biology? The roots of Bao biology, or building biology, trace back to post-war Germany 1969, where Professor Dr. Anton Snyder pioneered research into the adverse health effects of rapid construction practices. Beyond addressing issues like toxic building materials and mold, building biology was the first discipline to begin reducing the impact of EMFs within the living environment. At Biome Living, we are certified in the principles of Bao biology, the same movement that pioneered EMF mitigation in the 1980s. Bao biology is deeply rooted in scientific research and evidence-based strategies that are reinforced by robust EMF testing methodologies. The four EMFs of concern. The four EMFs of concern that we'll be discussing all exist in the non-ionizing region of the electromagnetic spectrum. These begin at the frequency of 1 Hz up to around 300 GHz. It includes all frequencies through the Hz, kilohertz, megahertz, and gigahertz ranges. Originating from wired electrical systems, we have alternating current electric fields, alternating current magnetic fields, and dirty electricity, otherwise known as high-frequency voltage transients. And from wireless systems, we have radio frequency radiation, also referred to as RF. So let's first take a look at alternating current electric fields. It's only been in the last 100 years or so that we've been exposed to alternating current electric fields. In 1893, the very first homes began being powered by AC electricity, and wherever there's electricity, there's going to be an alternating current electric field. They're created by voltage, which translates to electrical pressure. Mitigation for electric fields is always focused on the bedroom. This is due to the disruption of deep stage 4 sleep and melatonin production. When checking clients' AC electric field exposure at their bed, I often measure at least 3,000 millivolts or 3 volts on their skin. Can you guess what your body voltage will be at in nature? If you guessed 0, then you are correct. This is a completely artificial field present on your body every night you sleep. Some of the strongest electric field exposures you'll ever experience are encountered when standing or driving underneath transmission power lines. Those are the large power lines erected on metal structures. Electric fields are usually so high here that if you were to hold a fluorescent tube in front of you, it would light up all on its own. Electric fields not only electrify you, but also induce currents in the body. At the lower voltages used to power homes, 120 or 240 volts, an AC electric field will extend off your home's wiring, electrical cords, and appliances by approximately 1.5 meters or 5 feet. When you're within this field, your body is being electrified as the field expands and contracts around you 100 times per second. The main sources of AC electric fields are your home's wiring within the walls, electrical panels, powered devices, appliances, power cords, and transmission power lines. Thankfully, your standard street distribution power lines are usually not high enough voltage for the electric field to reach the ground. There are other risks, though, from these lower voltage power lines, and that's AC magnetic fields. And we'll talk about AC magnetic fields now. Wherever there's electricity, there's usually also electrical current. This can be simplified as the flow of electricity, just like the flow of water through a garden hose. And wherever there's current, an AC magnetic field will form. This type of EMF is linked to leukemia, increased suicide, miscarriage, even obesity. In 2011, AC magnetic fields were evaluated as possibly carcinogenic to humans, Group 2B. By the World Health Organization. This was based on the statistical association of higher level residential AC magnetic fields and an increased risk for leukemia. in a study of more than 20,000 Swiss railway workers who were followed for 30 years, researchers found that certain workers' risk of myeloid leukemia and Hodgkin's lymphoma climbed in tandem with their exposure to low-frequency AC magnetic fields. Train drivers had the greatest exposure and were nearly five times more likely to develop myeloid leukemia than station managers, who experienced the lowest magnetic field exposures. Drivers were also more than three times as likely to be diagnosed with Hodgkin's disease, a cancer of the lymph system. A recent study of real-world exposure to AC magnetic fields in pregnant women found a significantly higher rate of miscarriage, providing new evidence regarding their potential health risks. The Kaiser Permanente study was published December 13, 2017, in the Journal of Scientific Reports from the Nature Publishing Group. The main sources of AC magnetic fields are power lines, substations, transformers, appliances, stray currents, net currents or wiring errors, and also electrical panels. Stray currents in particular are very common. This is when AC magnetic fields are formed off conductive pipes. This leads to severe exposures that permeate entire homes. AC magnetic fields are one of the few EMFs that move unimpeded straight through solid walls, metal, and your body. Let's now talk about dirty electricity, or DE. This is the third EMF of concern, which is known as high-frequency voltage transients, or dirty electricity, DE. This is simply the pollution of both the electric and magnetic field. The electricity you use every day actually has a frequency. This will either be 50 or 60 hertz, depending on where you live. So if you were to stand within 1.5 meters or 5 feet of a power cord, you'll be exposed to an electric field with a frequency of 50 or 60 hertz. However, due to solar inverters, certain appliances, lighting, and other electrical systems, it's almost certain this electric field consists of many other higher frequencies. This is dirty electricity. It exposes your body to some of the most harmful frequencies, upwards of 100 hertz to around 10 megahertz. Much of these dirty electricity frequencies are considered radio frequency radiation, which many scientists agree are carcinogenic to humans. The adverse health effects of dirty electricity will be discussed a bit later when we talk about radio frequency radiation. The main sources of dirty electricity include certain lighting, dimmer switches, solar inverters, and appliances. You may even be getting dirty electricity delivered to your home by the local power grid. Interestingly, the main way your body is exposed to dirty electricity is actually from your home's wiring that's hidden behind the walls. This radiates the DE off all your walls as part of the electric field. The creation of DE from the main sources as discussed leads to the pollution of your home's entire electricals. This results in high exposures throughout entire homes. Let's move on to the final EMF, and that's radio frequency radiation, RF. The three EMFs we've already touched on are associated with wired electrical systems such as your home's wiring, power lines, appliances, and lighting. However, this last EMF is typically associated with wireless systems. It's also the EMF you're likely most familiar with. As we've touched on, dirty electricity can also produce radio frequency exposures, or RF as I refer to it. It encompasses all frequencies from 20 kHz to 300 GHz. You may also hear the term microwave radiation. This is part of the RF spectrum from around 300 MHz to 300 GHz. By the 1970s, the US Navy had already compiled a report summarizing hundreds of studies showing the biological harm of microwave radiation and RF. Fast forward to today, and there's now thousands of peer-reviewed studies showing RF causing adverse biological effects, even at seemingly low exposure levels. Studies are showing everything from irreversible infertility to leukemia, brain tumors, and other cancer. Numerous World Health Organization advisors, including Dr. Anthony Miller, have stated that RF radiation is undeniably carcinogenic to humans. This is echoed by hundreds of other experts in the field around the world. That is, they're a class 1 carcinogen, not a class 2B, putting them in the highest category that exists. The main sources of RF and microwave radiation around the home includes cellular transmitters, that's 3, 4 and 5G, cell towers, radar systems, cell phones, Wi-Fi routers, wireless technology, microwave ovens, solar systems or transmitters, and smart meters. EMFs uncovered. In the last 100 years, our exposure to non-native electromagnetic radiation has increased beyond comprehension. Earth is exposed to naturally occurring EMFs from the cosmos and sun. Even Earth has its own natural magnetic field that helps sustain life on the planet. Humans and animals have lived in harmony with these gentle, naturally occurring fields since the dawn of time. It wasn't until the invention of electricity that saw our non-native EMF exposures significantly increase. In 1893, the very first homes began being powered by alternating current, or AC, electricity. Non-native or artificial AC electric fields, AC magnetic fields and dirty electricity were now all introduced into homes. This was the first time that the human body had been exposed to such fields. In most homes, occupants now began swimming in an invisible soup of lower frequency radiation. In his book, Dirty Electricity, Ramazzini Institute award-winning doctor Samuel Milham documented the significant rise in disease after the electrification of the world. He's also investigated cancer clusters in various schools, linking cell towers and elevated dirty electricity to increased cancer rates. The use of radar, radio, and TV also became prevalent during the early 1900s. Radio and television increased the population's exposure near radio towers. Radar, on the other hand, exposed mostly military personnel to extreme levels of radio frequencies, with increases in cancer observed. In recent years, the rise of radio frequency exposures have only accelerated. This is due to the proliferation of wireless devices and technology, along with cellular transmitters or cell towers that emit RF over vast areas. Our addiction for more data and faster internet on phones has come at a cost. Not only do we have more cell towers than ever before, but we also have smaller transmitters being installed onto existing street light and power poles. Our RF exposure is now increasing at a faster rate than ever before, a grand experiment that virtually everyone is participating in. The naturally occurring level of RF on the Earth is around 0.000001 microwatts per square meter during normal cosmic activities, a level at which all life has evolved with for millennia. Today, our exposure to this radiation can be in the thousands to millions of microwatts per meter squared. That's around one quintillion times higher, a one with 18 zeros, and that's a number that barely any of us can even comprehend. What would happen if we increase the oxygen of Earth by one quintillion times? Or how about the UV rays from the sun? Do you think there could be a problem? In the last few decades, there's also been a significant rise in people suffering from electrohypersensitivity. This condition is usually triggered by an overexposure to EMFs. It makes people highly sensitive to these fields and causes a considerable burden on their life. At lower EMF exposures, damage often occurs over decades. However, with larger exposures, the damage can be rapid, especially in children. Numerous World Health Organization advisors, including Dr. Anthony Miller, has stated that RF radiation is undeniably carcinogenic to humans, and this is echoed by hundreds of other experts in the field around the world. That is, they're a class 1 carcinogen, not class 2B. Numerous studies have shown that EMF exposures cause 1. The alteration of voltage-gated calcium channels. This allows an influx of calcium ions into the cell, leading to the production of free radicals, oxidative stress, cell death, and inflammation. 2. degranulation of mast cells, which can trigger a cascade of inflammatory events in the body. 3. DNA damage via the creation of carbonyl free radicals. DNA damage can lead to cancer and germline mutations. 4. Permeability of the blood-brain barrier. This allows toxic chemicals, microbes, and heavy metals to enter the brain, causing damage. This barrier plays a vital role in protecting the brain and nervous system. And finally, 5, the reduction of melatonin levels. This important hormone regulates sleep and acts as a powerful free radical scavenger. It protects the DNA from oxidative damage. With a reduction of melatonin, one of the body's most powerful protective mechanisms is now compromised. These are the main mechanisms of action by which EMFs affect the body. It's then a downward spiral to a whole cascade of health conditions, including cancer, heart disease, and infertility, just to name a few. Recently, we've also seen an explosion of epidemics. Conditions that were rarely seen are now common occurrences. Take infertility. We now have countless studies showing damage to sperm at seemingly low exposures. One study even ended with complete and irreversible infertility in rats living near a cell tower. The genetic damage appears to get worse in the generation following another. Is anyone paying attention? Fortunately, some doctors and scientists are taking note. From renowned radiation physicists like Victor Leach to award-winning brain surgeons such as Dr. Charlie Teo, the word is slowly getting out. EMFs in the home. When it comes to non-native EMFs, the home is the most impacted place of all. Not only is it where you spend most time, but it's also where some of the most significant EMF exposures are found. After conducting hundreds of EMF assessments all over the world, I've seen a troubling trend. Around 94% of homes were found to have elevated levels of EMFs. It's not uncommon in some homes to have high exposures to all four EMFs. Whether symptomatic or not, the damage is being done. People often suffer from physical symptoms such as headaches, insomnia, and elevated stress, yet fail to make the EMF connection. There is a major misconception that all EMF exposure is coming from wireless radiation or RF. Remember, RF is just one of the four EMFs of concern. The reality is, it's not only the RF exposure, but it's the sleep-depleting AC electric fields that radiate off your walls. It's the dirty electricity coming from your neighbor's solar. And it's the potentially deadly stray currents that engulf entire homes in hazardous AC magnetic fields. Unfortunately, many of my clients come to see me after they've already fallen ill from moving into a high EMF home. I've seen it all from complete insomnia to more serious diseases such as leukemia. Some of my most interesting work is with sufferers of EHS or electrohypersensitivity. They'll often say, "This is the one spot in the house I feel somewhat okay," to then have my EMF detection equipment support exactly what they're telling me. It brings them a great comfort that they're not so crazy after all. A troubling trend, however, is people falling into the trap of thinking products that harmonize or that use scalar energy are somehow protecting them. Such products result in no removal or reduction in EMFs, just deceptive claims of magically transforming the EMFs into something healthy. Grab a semi-decent EMF meter, even the Trifield TF2 will suffice, and you'll quickly see that the EMFs hitting your body remain unchanged. Just like cigarettes burning in the kitchen, we need to start removing cigarettes in order to reduce the smoke or EMF exposure. Think of each of those cigarettes burning as one of the EMF hazards your body has been exposed to. It may be Wi-Fi, one that everyone is very familiar with. Or it could be a 5G tower down the road. Dirty electricity from solar radiating off your walls from the wiring, or net currents on your home's electrical system, or RF from the cell phone in your hand, radar from a base station site nearby, stray currents that travel along your pipes, AC magnetic fields coming off the power lines, The list goes on and on. In fact, there's over 80 distinct EMF hazards that may be present in your environment, impacting on your health. Many people fall under the illusion that something like turning Wi-Fi off at night is doing wonders. In reality, you've just removed one quarter of the Wi-Fi cigarette among the 67 other cigarettes still burning in your home. Now, let's cover the three important steps before protecting yourself. Step 1. Reveal your exposure. So where do you start when it comes to getting protected from EMFs? Well, the perfect place to begin is to know your approximate EMF exposure in the first place. Just how much is your body being silently bombarded by these hazardous fields? One way to find out is to go and purchase a couple of $1,000 worth of EMF detection equipment. No, don't even bother with those cheap 3-in-1 meters. You're better off throwing your cash straight into the campfire. But wait, maybe there is a simpler way. Yep, you better bet there is. All you need is a couple of minutes and my nifty tool, the EMF exposure test. Now, there is a link to this EMF exposure test in the PDF version of the ebook that you've received. So I recommend you go to page 17 and click on that link. You need to enter the password EMF792 to gain access to that EMF exposure test. Answer each question carefully to reveal your score. This tool is quite accurate. It's scoring your exposure based on the basic EMF hazards. However, keep in mind, it's useful as a rough guide only. Remember, there's over 80 EMF hazards I check when assessing homes. Did you score low? All right, don't panic. You've already got a heads up on some of the potential concerns by taking the test. And if you want to get started in mitigating EMFs, then you can easily fast track to my EMF protection starter kit if you'd like. There's a link to that on page 17 in the PDF version of the ebook. All right, now that you have a rough idea of your EMF exposure, what if you just want them gone, like as in right now? Okay, well, I can't just vanish them right this second. I wish I could. However, what I can do is show you how to experience little to no EMFs in about 30 minutes from now. Seem too good to be true? Nope. Let me show you exactly how. Step 2. Experience no EMFs. Ready to experience close to zero EMFs? This is an excellent test if you feel your symptoms may be caused by EMFs. You may feel your symptoms just melt away. What I'm about to reveal will let you experience for yourself exactly how it feels to be without the 24/7 onslaught of EMFs. So how does it all work? All you need to do is get out into nature. However, not just any nature. Here's the checklist. Go somewhere with dense foliage. The more dense, the better. So like a dense forest. Next, don't be out in the open. You don't want to be somewhere exposed, such as a lookout or mountaintop. And then you want to be well away from other people that could potentially have phones and wireless technology on them. And finally, an area away from cell towers, military bases, airports, and power lines. A quiet hiking trail is perfect. It doesn't have to be too remote. I've tested many such locations with highly sensitive equipment. If you follow the four rules above, all your four EMFs should be very low, likely even close to zero. Now, it's important that you turn your cell phone off at the start of your journey. Also, leave wireless technology at home. Try and spend some time in this environment. Do you feel the difference? To take things to the next level, try going camping somewhere following the same advice. Step 3. Avoid the scams. Finally, there's something important you need to be aware of when it comes to EMF protection, and that is the scams being sold with claims of protecting you from all EMFs. This is a heads up and warning, so you know exactly what to look out for. These scams have been sold under one shady claim, that they are programmed with magic frequencies that will harmonize hazardous EMFs into something healthy. Let's cut to the chase. They don't reduce your EMF exposure to EMFs in any way. The radiation is still hitting and penetrating your body. The damage is still being done. I've demonstrated this countless times using some of the most sensitive and expensive EMF detection equipment available. Such products also claim to protect you from EMFs, plural. This implies protecting you from RF, DE, AC electric fields, and AC magnetic fields. Such statements are beyond misleading. Let's just stop and think for a moment. We're dealing with physics and radiation traveling at almost the speed of light. We need to either genuinely reduce or remove the EMFs, with a detection meter showing a reduction, not pretending to magically transform it into something good for you. And in the PDF version of this book, I've got a few photos of two so-called protection products and what they look like opened up. The first containing ceramic epoxy and the second nothing but some magical clay. This physics-defying technology involves nothing more than a clump of epoxy or clay crammed over the ends of a $1 outlet plug. The image at the bottom shows what's inside a very popular protection product with nothing but some simple circuitry and LED lights. Reality is, these products are assisting in destroying people's health by giving them a false sense of security, all whilst the EMFs hitting their body remain unchanged. Again, this can be confirmed by anyone with an EMF meter. Remember this, genuine EMF mitigation isn't about some magical product to buy, but about proven strategies and techniques. For example, if I suspect hazardous net currents in your home, there's no selling you any product. Instead, I provide you the exact steps on how to remove them with a couple of checks and instructions for your electrician. Another example, if your body voltage is found to be high on your bed, I'll provide you the best mitigation techniques to get your body voltage back down to virtually zero. Again, there's no product to purchase. This type of AC electric field exposure leads to your entire body being electrified while sleeping. It halts melatonin production, your body's main antioxidant. It also disrupts deep stage 4 sleep and is a major cause of insomnia. We need to remove it in order to create an environment that is aligned to that which is found in nature. EMF liberation begins. As we conclude our exploration into EMFs, it's now your opportunity to begin protecting yourself from these harmful forms of electromagnetic radiation. Are you ready to embark on a journey towards optimal life force and vitality? Imagine waking up each morning to a space liberated from the disruptive intrusion of EMFs. An environment that cultivates healing where your body can relax, rejuvenate, and breathe freely. Envision the tranquility of improved sleep, reduced stress levels, and enhanced well-being. A sanctuary of serenity in your own home. Our EMF Protection Starter Kit offers not only a chance to start removing EMFs, but also a pathway to reclaiming control over your environment. This is your opportunity to begin this transformative process under the guidance of a certified electromagnetic field technician. The Starter Kit includes the exact steps to begin mitigating EMFs from your life. Both Wi-Fi and phones are covered. Let's work together to create an environment where your health and harmony thrive. Are you ready to begin removing EMFs? Check the link in the PDF version of the ebook. You'll see a button there to get your starter kit. I look forward to working with you and your loved ones in creating a harmonious, low EMF environment where your health thrives. Over the next couple of days, I'll also be sending a few emails to you. And if you have any questions regarding anything in this book or any lingering questions regarding their EMF Protection Starter Kit, send me an email. You can find me over at biome, that's B-I-O-M for Mary, e-living, LIVING.com. And my email is Matt, M-A-T-T, at biome, B-I-O-M for Mary, e-living.com. This concludes the ebook, and I hope you have a great day. Take care.